guys. My name's Taylor Smith. I am the digital marketing director here at LifePoint for the Central team, and I'm super excited to bring you this Drivecast today. Jesus walked into their home, and two hearts responded in radically different ways. Martha ran to the kitchen. Mary dropped to the floor. Martha scurried, stirred, and stressed. She was doing for Jesus. Mary stilled herself and listened. She was with Jesus. And in a moment, Jesus said plainly, "Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Let that sink in. Mary wasn't sinning. She was serving. She was doing the right thing, or so it seemed, that which culture deemed appropriate. But sometimes the enemy of intimacy with Christ isn't sin, it's busyness. It's noise, it's the constant urge to perform, impress, and earn to keep what's already ours, his adoration, his presence. Mary knew something we often forget. When Jesus is in the room, everything else can wait. This is the discipline of holy attentiveness. It's not passive, it's fiercely intentional. It's the moment busy hands return to their rest, not because the work is done, but because Jesus is near and speaking. The significance of this discipline lies in the fact that Jesus is a gentle companion. He'll never shout to get our attention. He'll simply wait to be heard by those who are willing to listen. We must be willing to listen. Here's why it matters. His voice is the only one that can breathe life into our dry and weary bones. If we're honest, we're exhausted, not just from the noise, but from the lies that shape us, distractions that numb us, and demands that slowly pull us away from what matters most. And still, we keep listening to everything but him. Without his voice, we wither, we wander, and we forget what we're called to because we haven't stopped long enough to listen to the one who calls. His voice isn't just comforting. It commissions us to confront the lies that we live by and to start walking in the truth of Christ. There is a holiness reserved for those who dare to hush their hurry, who stop long enough to hear the tender sound of the voice of Christ and choose to stay. I used to believe my worth in Christ's eyes was measured by how much I could do for him. I thought if I just kept going, kept serving, kept striving, I'd earn his favor and maybe convince him to come close. Maybe even to be pleased with me. I've spent a lot of my life like Martha, busy, distracted, assuming that if I just worked hard enough for Jesus, I'd feel more of his presence, as if it was something I could earn. But I missed something important. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, was already near. He wasn't waiting for my performance, he was waiting for my attention. And that's what gets me. Jesus never forces me to listen. In his kindness, he waits and waits, without ever becoming close-fisted with the sound of his voice. He simply keeps offering it over and over again. And in that gentle invitation, I'm reminded his love for me is woven into the words he speaks over me. Why wouldn't I stop long enough to listen? Maybe when we're tempted to perform for Christ's love, for his favor, we quiet our minds, still our hands, and remember, what performance could never earn, closeness to him freely gives, for his voice is everything. Before the noise of the day settles in, make space for a gentle beginning. Just 10 quiet minutes, not to do anything, but to be with him. Find a quiet spot, breathe deep, close your eyes if it helps, and whisper this simple prayer. Jesus, I'm here. What do you want to say to me today? Then just be still. No pressure to hear something profound, no agenda to get it right. Just presence, just love, just you and the one who never rushes, never forgets, never grows tired of you. Let your heart rest there. Let him remind you that you are not behind, not too much, not unseen. You are his, and he delights in these moments more than you know.